I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You might recall the photograph. A U.S. Army medic carries an injured Iraqi boy to safety. Newspapers around the world printed the picture. It projected an image of American heroism during the first week of the Iraq War. Now, more than 5 years and many dashed hopes later, both Iraq and the U.S. Army are worse for wear, and the soldier in the picture is dead. His name was Joseph Dwyer. He was 31 years old. Warren Zinn took that famous photo. We've got it on our website, theworld.org. But Warren, first, why don't you describe the image for us?
Hi, Lisa. The photograph shows Joseph Dwyer, who was a medic in full battle rattle. So he's got his helmet and his camouflage and his bulletproof vest on, and he's got thin-rimmed glasses, and he's cradling in his arms the injured Iraqi boy. His name is Ali Sattar. He was 4 at the time. Ali had no pants on because his legs were injured, and I guess his relatives had taken them off. His leg was tied in a rag that was blood soaked.
So, did the medic, the subject of the photograph, Joseph Dwyer, did he apply medical care to the child? What happened?
He did. There was a doctor set up. They set up a field hospital. The unit I was with, the 7th Cavalry, had been fighting nonstop throughout the entire night. A tank had fallen into a river because a bridge collapsed. It was really a chaotic night of fighting, and it ended with this village where fighters were hiding behind the villagers along the Euphrates River and attacking the cavalry. And so the cavalry responded by bombing their positions, and that's how Ali got injured. So we were on this road in front of these little villages, and they just set up sort of a quick little field hospital right there to treat Ali and his mother who were injured. And then a Red Crescent ambulance just showed up and took both Ali and his mother away.
So when did the photograph run, and what was the reaction, especially of Joseph Dwyer himself, the Army medic?
Well, actually, there was a funny little story that happened right after the photograph was taken. The unit was getting ready to start rolling again. I mean, the war didn't stop, and they needed to move forward. And I realized that I didn't have his name for a caption. So I turned to the sergeant major that was standing next to me. I said, "Hey, what was that medic's name?" He says, "Oh, DeWitt. Let me get his first name for you." And he screams out, "PFC DeWitt, what's your first name?" And he says, "Joseph." So I wrote down the caption as PFC Joseph DeWitt. And the photograph actually originally went out on the wires as PFC Joseph DeWitt. And the next day, I got calls from the office, and they said that, the media all around the world wants to talk to PFC Joseph DeWitt. Can you find this guy for us? So the commander put out a radio call for Joseph DeWitt. And, of course, no Joseph DeWitt showed up until they figured out that it was Joseph Dwyer was the medic who was with us.
How come he answered to DeWitt then?
Just because when a sergeant major calls you and you're a private first class, you answer the sergeant major.
Where was he from, by the way?
He was from Mount Sinai, New York.
He eventually left the military. You eventually left photojournalism. You went back to Iraq a couple of times. You are now a lawyer. Is that correct?
I'm actually in law school. I'm in my last year of law school. So,
you're in your last year of law school. Well, you have been hearing off and on from Joseph Dwyer. Tell me how you've been in contact.
We've exchanged emails over the years. Originally, he inquired about how the kid was doing.
Had you heard from the child, Ali?
Yeah, I actually went back on my second trip to Iraq, and we went and found the child in the photograph and did a follow-up story on him.
So Joseph was curious about how Ali was doing, too. What else did he write to you about?
He had some very nice words for me, thanking me for what I had done, sort of telling the story of the unit and everyone who was out there and felt that was really important.
That's interesting because I think a lot of people, at least the rap was that he did not like the fame that he was brought from the picture.
Right, and that was, what I had read. It was originally published in a story in 2005. When I first spoke to his mother last week, that was one of the first things she said to me without even asking her. She said to me, "I just wanted to let you know that there was a quote that Joseph didn't like the picture, and I want you to know that he loved the picture and thought the picture was great." I think what sort of got misconstrued is that he was ashamed that there were other people doing exactly what he was doing every single day, and he just happened to be the guy in the photograph. And that was sort of the point I tried to make in this story, was that selfless acts of heroism by U.S. soldiers happen all day long. It's just they don't have photographers in front of them when it's going on. And if there were photographers with every single soldier, with every single unit, you would see thousands of Joseph Dwyer pictures every single day.
Well, when you did speak with Joseph Dwyer's mother, you were talking about his death. Tell us what happened to him.
Joseph died from substance abuse, but it was really linked to his struggles with post-traumatic stress disorder. Ever since he came back from the war, people sort of said, including his mother, that Joseph never really came home from Iraq, and that he'd been struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder ever since. In 2005, I believe there was an incident out in Texas where he shot up his apartment thinking that there were Iraqi fighters outside his door and was arrested and you know, given care at that time. And clearly it just never came together for him. He never came home from Iraq and was never really able to deal with it.
The photograph when you took it was sort of iconic. And the aftermath sounds like it's iconic as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I shy from using the word iconic just out of, you know, trying to be humble. I don't think it is iconic. I think, you know, the raising of the flags at Iwo Jima is an iconic photograph. But I think that this was a representative photograph of the war and what was going on during the initial invasion. And I think to some extent now the photograph is representative of what's going on now with the wounded soldiers, both mentally and physically, the tens of thousands of them that are coming home now from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, thank you for telling us the story. Our listeners can see your photographs of Joseph Dwyer and read your article in the Washington Post at theworld.org. Warren Zinn, thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa.